Today is the deadline for filing as a potential candidate to replace Zach Fansler as state representative for District 38. Fansler resigned after being accused of assault related to alcohol. KYUK reporter Teresa Katsarilis interviewed Bethel residents who know Fansler. She reports that whoever takes his place is sure to face closer scrutiny.
In a community struggling with alcohol and domestic violence, the idea that their own legislator would be forced to resign following assault allegations was a deep shock to Bethel residents. But when they were questioned more closely about former Representative Zach Fansler, a more nuanced picture began to surface. Most people were surprised by the assault allegations, and Fansler's attorney has strongly denied them. But when it came to the drinking, several people who knew Fansler said they weren't surprised. And at least two of Fansler's former employers suspected he drank more than he should. Myron Angstman, who worked with Fansler when he managed the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, said Fansler could be hard to reach, and sometimes he just didn't show up where he was supposed to be. Angstman said, quote, "The fact that he had a little too much to drink, that is not a significant surprise to me." Kuskokwim campus director Mary Pete at the University of Alaska, where Fansler worked as an instructor, says she had heard, but not actually seen, more or less the same thing.
I did hear that maybe he, showed up at meetings later or didn't come to meetings or, there was evidence of being ill-prepared or having been somewhere he shouldn't have, But not for me. I never saw that side of him.
There had been rumors about Fansler's drinking habits for some time in Bethel. And when KYUK hosted a live debate for the district's primary in 2016, several residents requested that we ask Fansler about it. But Fansler's alcohol use didn't make the Alaska Democrats' radar when the party vetted him in 2016. Alaska Democrats Communications Director Alice Kim says the party screens potential candidates by going through publicly available records. And aside from two drinking-related misdemeanors from partying in his 20s, Fansler's record is pretty clean. Beyond that vetting, Kim says that Democrats defer to local voters.
It's kind of a trust thing, right? If they decide not to disclose some kind of personal information, and the districts or the community elect that person to office, it's like, what more can we do?
Fansler had been an integral part of Bethel's community for years. He was a first-term city council member, K-300's race manager. For 3 years, he worked as a math instructor at the university, where Mary Pete says he went out of his way to train associate teachers and volunteer. And as a young man here, Fansler advocated against domestic violence in a community that can seem overwhelmed by it. As a Jesuit volunteer in his 20s, Fansler worked for the Tundra Women's Coalition Shelter's Teens Acting Against Violence program. He later became TWC's legal advocate. Coalition board member Monica Charles remembers seeing Fansler at TWC's candlelight vigils over the years. She also voted for him.
Like a lot of people, I was shocked. And then I was just vastly disappointed. So disappointed.
For Charles, the assault allegations against Fansler play into some of the worst stereotypes about Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta communities. It's another bad mark against Bethel, she says, and whoever replaces Fansler will have to cope with that.
I think that they're going to be scrutinized even more so than other people. They're going to be under the microscope for a while, and with the wave of all these controversies coming up surrounding sexual assault and domestic violence across the nation, I think people are just going to be hopefully more careful or mindful, not necessarily careful, but mindful.
Potential candidates hoping to replace Fansler submitted their paperwork today. I'm Teresa Katsarilis.